Hello, my name is Sean Randall. I haven't done a podcast for a long, long time because, well, mainly I have had nothing worth showing you. I haven't the money for the flashiest new technology, and I haven't the interest in boring you senseless with stuff that's useless to you. But today I want to show you a program which I find very useful, and you may too if you're interested in reading ebooks. The software I want to show you today is called EPUB Read. It's a Firefox add-on for reading EPUB files. Firstly, of course, this means you have to be using Firefox. I use it as my default web browser, but many people have it on hand for capture solving with WebVism or Salona, or for any number of other features. It has a blogging client, an IRC client. It handles certain websites better than Internet Explorer. So a lot of people, even those who don't use it as their primary web browser, have it on their systems. EPUB files are an industry standard which is growing in popularity. Certainly the major bookshops in the UK, Waterstones and W.H. Smith, are using EPUB as a form of ebook. It's akin to an HTML ebook, except that it contains more than one file. So in basic terms, you can think of an EPUB book as a collection of HTML files, which can contain headings and lists and tables, etc., etc., all bundled together in a single file with a table of contents. The EPUB Read Firefox add-on allows you to read EPUB books of your own that you have stored on your own system. It allows you to open EPUB files directly from the web, and also has a built-in search capability for websites that publish EPUB books. And we'll have a look at those. EPUB Read does not handle DRM-protected EPUB files, which requires software licensing and various other things. At the moment, there is no known device for the blind which handles DRM-protected EPUB files, although iBooks on the iPad may use a form of its own protection. And of course, Kindle books are DRM-protected and they work on the Kindle. If you buy a DRM-protected EPUB file, you may be allowed to make an accessible copy of it depending on the law in your country, which will, if legal, then give you access to that material. So I have done a fresh install of Firefox on the Windows 7 system. I'm running JAWS 11, and I've just installed Firefox 3.7, I think. What I'm going to do is go to my desktop here. I'm running JAWS, and I've slowed it down so you can hopefully all understand.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, not selected, recycle bin.
I'm going to press M for Mozilla Firefox.
M, Mozilla Firefox.
I'm going to press Enter. Load it up.
Mozilla Firefox, Mozilla Firefox start page, Mozilla Firefox, Mozilla Firefox start page.
And it's put me straight away into the search box for the start page, which is not what I want. I'll come out of that with the virtual PC cursor. I will just check the version of Firefox we're using.
Firefox version 3.6.10.
3.6.1, there we go. That's the latest stable build at time of recording. Now I want to install the add-on before I can do anything. So I'm going to go to the address bar.
Alt D, search bookmarks and history, http www, google, co, ac, firefox, client equals firefox, and rls equals org, mozilla ngb official.
And that is where you type your web address. I'm going to type epub read, epubread.com.
Epubread, period.
And press enter.
Com. Epub reader read epub justin firefox, mozilla firefox, epub reader read epub justin firefox.
And there we have the page.
Done.
Loaded for us.
Visited link home, link screenshots, link install.
There's lots of interesting stuff on this webpage. There's a help, an entire manual. There's an FAQ. There's information about the number of users. It's got thousands of users, this add-on. But we'll just go to install for now.
Install, 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 visited, 12 links, link graphic images, add in. EPUB Reader is available in 23 different languages: Catalan, Danish, Dutch, English, Esperanto, Finnish, French, German, Greek, Hebrew, Hungarian, Italian, Japanese, Lithuanian, Polish, Portuguese, Brazilian, Portuguese, European, Russian, Simplified Chinese, Spanish, Swedish, Traditional Chinese, Turkish.
So, as we can see, it's available in lots of languages. We'll go back up.
Blank. Link graphic images at end.
There's an add image here, which isn't very well labeled, but that's the link we need to click to get the add-on from the official Firefox add-on site.
Mozilla Firefox. EPUB Reader add-ons for Firefox. Mozilla Firefox. EPUB Reader add-ons for Firefox. Images at end. Images at end. 5 landmarks. 14 headings and 49 links. EPUB Reader.
This takes us to the add-on page at Mozilla.
Categories. EPUB Reader 1.3.0.3.
I used H for headings to go down to those.
Heading level 4 by. Heading level 4 link EPUB Reader. Blank. Main landmark. With EPUB Reader you can read EPUB files just in Firefox. No additional software needed. Blank. Link add to Firefox.
And the link I want is add to Firefox. This will then ask me if I want to install.
Add to Firefox. Software installation. Cancel. Install now.
And this is just a little pop-up window where I can confirm that I want to install. This is the first add-on I've installed in this fresh install of Firefox, so I'll just press install now.
EPUB Reader add-ons for Firefox. Mozilla Firefox. EPUB Reader add-ons for Firefox. Add to Firefox. Add-ons. Waiting. Not selected. EPUB Reader 1.3.0.3. Restart to complete the installation. Cancel.
Now it wants me to restart Firefox to complete the installation.
Installation. Restart Firefox.
I'll press that.
Restart Firefox. Firefox will try to restore your tabs and windows when it restarts. Restart.
Okay. That's absolutely fine. Let me just wait
Add
a few
on.
Seconds.
EPUB Reader 1.3.0.3. Read EPUB files just in the browser. No installation of additional software needed. EPUB Reader 1.
And it's restarted the whole thing. It's put us exactly back where we were in the add-ons window. But now, rather than saying restart needed, it has the add-on description there, which means the add-on is ready to go.
Escape. Welcome EPUB Reader Mozilla Firefox. Welcome EPUB Reader. Welcome EPUB Reader.
And there's a page.
Bullet. Go to the web page where you want to download the EPUB file.
Let's go at the top of
Welcome
this.
Welcome EPUB Reader.
And we'll read.
Welcome EPUB Reader. Welcome to EPUB Reader. Here is a description how EPUB Reader works. List of three items. Bullet. Go to the web page where you want to download the EPUB file and click on the download link. If you already downloaded the EPUB file to your PC, just open it via the file open menu or drag the file on the Firefox window. Bullet. Now EPUB Reader starts working. It downloads, opens the EPUB file, uncompresses it, and does some other processing. At the end, it will present you the ready-to-read EPUB file immediately. Bullet. EPUB Reader created a page where all the EPUB files you downloaded opened are listed. You can open this page at four locations. List of four items nesting level one. Bullet. EPUB Reader added a bookmark to this page called EPUB Catalog, which you can find at the end of your bookmark list. Bullet. You find a new menu item in your Firefox Tools menu called EPUB Catalog. Bullet. You can add a button to your Firefox toolbar. If you use Firefox 4.0 or later, the button has been added automatically. Bullet. When you are reading an EPUB file, you find a button in the bottom toolbar. List end nesting level 1 list end. If you want to have more information about EPUB Reader, please read the link manual or the link FAQ. Enjoy it.
So there we go. That's the end of that little welcome page. It tells us how we can open EPUB files in EPUB Reader and how we can access the EPUB Reader if we want to go to a book we already have. Just to verify this, I'm going to press Alt-T for tools.
Alt-T, menu bar, menu, web search, Control-K.
We'll go down.
Downloads, Control-J, add-ons. EPUB Catalog.
There's EPUB Catalog. Does it have a shortcut key in the menu?
E.
E, it does. Now, menu. One thing that I like, I know some of you do as well, is the ability to use commands. Some of us are menu people. Some people like to go up and down through menus until they find what they want. Other people prefer to type. So with this in mind, I'm going to add a keyword to the bookmark for the EPUB Catalog, and that way I can type a keyword into my Firefox address bar and have EPUB Reader open my catalog. So I'm going to do that first. And by doing that, I can access EPUB Reader without having to go through a menu. Of course, in this version of Firefox, it's not a problem to get to because there's only that really bookmark there. I haven't used this as a production environment. Were I using Firefox full time as I do on my personal system, I've got hundreds of bookmarks and folders and this, that, and everything else. And it can take a while to zip through the menu to find my EPUB catalog. So what I want to do is to be able to just go to my address bar, type EPUB or whatever I choose, and have that open straight up. And I'm going to do this very simply. I'm going to go to the bookmarks menu.
Alt-B, menu, bookmarks, bookmark this page, Control-D.
I'm going to go to manage bookmarks.
Subscribe to bookmark all tabs. Organize bookmarks. Control Shift D.
Sorry, it's called Organize. I do apologize.
Library. Bookmarks toolbar. Bookmarks toolbar.
Now I want to choose from the bookmark
bookmarks menu.
Menu.
Bookmarks menu. All bookmarks open. Bookmarks menu open.
And I want all bookmarks.
Bookmarks menu open. Recently bookmarked. EPUB catalog. EPUB catalog.
I just pressed tab to get from recently bookmarked to the list, and EPUB thingy was there. So that's fine.
Name, EPUB catalog.
The name is fine. I'm just tabbing through these fields.
Location, Chrome web reader.
There's the actual web address of the catalog.
Tags. Show all tags. More.
I'm going to press more.
Search bookmarks. Recently, EPUB, name, location, tags, show all tags, keyword.
Now, the keyword is what I want to give it to be able to type. So I'm just going to type EPUB in this box.
EPUB, keyword, EPUB.
Okay, enter that, and Alt F4 the whole thing.
Alt F4, welcome EPUB Reader Mozilla Firefox.
So I've gone into the bookmarks manager. I've added a keyword to that bookmark. So now I can just type EPUB in my address bar to get to my catalog. The catalog's not much good, though, if you haven't got any books in it, is it? So, first thing I want to show you is how I get a book I've already got into EPUB Reader. Now, you remember I said that in your country it may be legal for you to make an accessible version of a book for yourself. In my country, in the UK, it's a thorny legal issue because there is a law which says a blind person may make for himself a legal and accessible copy of material that isn't accessible to him, and it was written, this law was written with books in mind. There is debate among the legal community as to whether or not this law applies to ebooks. The RNIB do not advise blind individuals to make themselves accessible copies of their own ebooks. However, I'm personally of the opinion that the wording and the spirit of the law should allow for this. After all, if I were to buy a printed book, I would be legally allowed to scan the book into a computer and read it that way. So there's no technical difference in doing the same thing with ebooks. So I have a memory card, which I use to store the ebooks I've purchased on. And I'm going to put this into my computer here. I'm going to press
Control O, open file.
Control O, and I'm going to type D
colon.
Backslash to get to my memory card.
D, file name.
If I shift tab a couple of times here.
Items view. I am not a serial killer. John Cleaver 1. Dan Wells. EPUB.
That's one of the books. Let's pick one here.
Haunted Honeymoon. Casa Dracula 4. Marta Acosta. EPUB.
That's not my type of book at all, but that's one that my fiance had.
Killing Floor. Jack Reacher 1. Lee Child. EPUB.
I very much enjoyed the first Jack Reacher book.
McKinney J. The Hunger Games 3. Suzanne Collins. EPUB.
Okay, and The Hunger Games. I read this book a few weeks ago on the recommendation of a good friend, Michael, and I fell in love with the series, and so I bought the final one to enjoy that myself. And so we'll choose this one. I'm going to press enter on this file, and it should open up in EPUB Reader.
Welcome EPUB Reader Mozilla Firefox. Loading. McKinney J. Suzanne Collins Mozilla Firefox. McKinney J. Suzanne Collins. McKinney J. Suzanne Collins.
So let's explore this page. This is the EPUB Reader page as Jules sees it.
OEBPS nav frame.
This is a frame for navigation. And this frame of the page lists the table of contents provided by the EPUB file. Now this one is quite well done.
Visited link cover page.
We are on the cover page already.
Link title page.
There's a title page.
Link dedication.
A dedication.
Link contents.
And as you can see, everything has got links. So
link part I, the ashes.
If you wanted to start reading, first part one is called The Ashes.
Link one.
You can click straight away chapter one, and it would take you to that. We'll go to the end
OEBPS nav frame.
Of this frame.
OEBPS nav frame end.
We have a toolbar.
Toolbar with two buttons.
With two buttons.
Preferences button.
Preferences.
Help button.
And help. And then.
Toolbar end. Content frame.
And the content frame.
Content frame end.
There's nothing here at the moment.
Content frame. Toolbar content frame end.
Other than the cover,
toolbar
which
with five
Jules
buttons.
Isn't showing us. So we'll press the, if we go back up to the table of contents, and we'll click...
Link contents, link part I, yeah, link one.
We'll click one, the first chapter. Oh, actually,
link content, link dedication.
It's the dedication, we'll click that.
Page title visited, dedication visited. Content frame, for Cap, Charlie and Isabel. Blank, content frame end.
Okay, so the only thing in that frame now is dedication. And this is the one downside of EPUB books that the blind may experience. With books from Bookshare, with text files, even with scanned books, you're very much used to a continuous reading experience. Even on the iDevices, you can swipe down or whatever the gesture is, and you can have your book read from start to finish. With EPUB, each chapter or part has its own separate and distinct page, if you like. So underneath the content frame, content frame end,
toolbar with five
there's
buttons.
A toolbar here.
EPUB catalog C button.
That takes you back to your catalog.
Save copy S button.
This allows you to save an EPUB file somewhere else.
Set bookmark D button.
There's a bookmark button.
Link graphic previous chapter. Link
and
graphic
there are
next
these
chapter.
Previous and next links which take you through the book. So if you want to read in a linear fashion from start to finish, you can use these graphics. So we'll press the next chapter one.
Contents, contents.
We have contents now.
OEBP content frame, heading level 2 content.
So
blank.
The contents is a part of the book. So even though we have a contents up above in our separate frame, which always stays there, we also have a table of contents in the content of the book, if that makes sense.
Visited link cover, blank, link dedication, blank, link part I,
and
blank, link the ashes.
These are spaced out quite well, so you can click.
Blank, link 1.
We'll click on chapter 1.
1. Content frame. Heading level 2, link 1. Blank. I stare down at my shoes, watching as a fine layer of ash settles on the worn leather. This is where the bed I shared with my sister Prim stood over. There was the kitchen table. The bricks of the chimney, which collapsed in a charred heap, provide a point of reference for the rest of the house. How else could I orient myself in this sea of gray? Blank.
And there's the first paragraph. You can read by paragraph with yours, control up and down. You can read by sentence. If we press Alt up, we'll go back to the last sentence.
How else could I orient myself in this sea of gray?
You can word by word, character by character, or you can use the insert Jaws key and down arrow command to do a say all, which takes you read the whole chapter to you. You'll notice that there was a heading there.
One, heading level 2, link 1.
Which is the top of the chapter. Not all books have them at the opening of the chapters. Some do, some don't, so it very much depends on your content. Not all books are as well structured either, so it's worth taking a look at your table of contents and seeing how that works. And what I'm going to do now is we'll say we're further on in this book than we actually are. We'll go back up, we'll page up a few
page
times.
Page up, link 15.
And we'll click on chapter 15.
15.
And
15.
I used H for heading because I know there's a heading here. And
the implications of what Gale is suggesting settle quietly around the room. You can see the reaction playing out on people's faces. The expressions range from pleasure to distress, from sorrow to satisfaction.
So that's the first paragraph of chapter 15. Now, let us suppose that we've been reading this book and we will have to go and do something else. You know, we want to go and browse the web. We want to go and use the internet browser for what it was meant to do, which is looking at web pages. I mean, of course, you can have separate tabs, you can have separate windows. Firefox will restore your tabs if you want it to when you come back. So technically, you can keep your place that way. But there is a bookmark function. I'm going to do a Jaws find.
Jaws find dialog.
For the word book. Mark?
Bookmark. McKinney J. Suzanne Collins, Mozilla Firefox. McKinney J. Suzanne Collins. Set bookmark D. Set bookmark D button.
And that's the button in the toolbar which has D as its shortcut key. Does D do anything with the Jaws navigation?
On. D moves to the next different element.
Yes.
Off.
Moves to the next different element. That was keyboard help there. So you can't just press D on the keyboard. So you have to go to the button or pass the key through. If I press set bookmark, but take my word for it that in the status bar has popped up a little message which says bookmark set. That's gone away again now. So we've told EPUB read that we want to keep our place. Let's go to the EPUB catalogue now. I'm going to press insert 3 to pass the key through and press C for catalogue.
EPUB catalogue Mozilla Firefox.
I could also have gone down to the toolbar and clicked that. It's a button, so you can use B to go through them. Or I think it's insert control.
On. Control plus insert plus B lists all the buttons on the current page and allows the user to move to the cell off.
Or you can use control insert and B to get a list of buttons. We'll have a look at that in a bit. So here we are at our
EPUB catalog.
Catalog
Mozilla Firefox.
Now I want to show you this page because it's different to the book page.
EPUB catalog. Combo box private library.
And now here's the combo box.
List box.
And list box. And I'll explain more about those in a minute. And we have some more frames.
Link synchronize export import.
This allows you to save all or add new books in bulk to your system.
Blank. Table with 6 columns and 2 rows.
And we have a table.
Link title.
With title.
Link author.
Author.
Link added. Blank.
And added.
Link title.
So if I go down the cell.
McKinjay clickable.
We have Mockingjay.
Author. Suzanne Collins clickable.
And it was added.
19/10/2010 clickable.
Today. And underneath that.
Show metadata button.
We have the metadata button.
Save copy button.
Save copy button.
Delete button. Table end.
Delete button.
Blank content library frame end.
So that's all that's in our catalog for the time being. And if you remember, we go back to the top of the page.
Combo box private library.
This was our private library. So I opened this book from a file on a external media or a hard drive, or it doesn't matter where you open it from, and it's added to the library. So that's how you get a book into your library from outside. But that's not all EPUB Read can do. It can also use various online sources which supply EPUB files, including archive.org, Smashwords, and a few other sites, Feedbooks, etc. So let us suppose that we want a book. Of course, most of them are in the public domain from these sources, from Gutenberg or Archive. I want one of the Sherlock Holmes books, so I'm going to go to this combo box.
EPUB combo box private library.
Put Formless Mode on, and I want to choose
EPUB websites, archive.org.
Archive.org.
Search.
In the search box, I'm going to type Sherlock Holmes.
Holmes.
And press Enter.
List box. Content catalog items frame. Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle.
And in the contents frame now, whereas before we had our private library, now we have books.
Author Arthur Conan Doyle. Publisher Harper and Rose.
I'm just down arrowing through these.
Year published 1900. Book contributor unknown. Library language English. 69 downloads in the last month. Download ebook link PDF. Link graphics skin book open. Link graphics skin magnifier 26.
And there are graphics below each book here. The first of which will open the EPUB, and the second of which the magnifier. That gives you more information about a book, I believe.
Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
I don't want the memoirs, so I'm going to press G to move to the next graphic.
Link graphics skin book open. Link graphics skin magnifier 26. The Ridpath Library of Universal Literature, a biographical and bibliographical summary of John Clark Ridpath.
I don't want that one.
Link Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, Doyle, Arthur Conan,
I'm
Sir, 1859193.
Return of Sherlock Holmes.
Link graphics Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, Doyle, the Return of Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle.
There we go.
Link graphics skin book open.
Now, if I press the open button here.
The Return of Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle, Mozilla Firefox. The Return of Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle. 2 frames and 4 links. The Return of Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle, OEBPS nav frame link title page. Link pages OEBPS nav frame end toolbar with 2 buttons. Preferences button. Help button toolbar. Okay.
So we'll stop that there. It's taken over our Suzanne Collins tab, which is fine. We didn't tell it not to. And the interesting thing about this is that in the navigation frame,
OEBPS nav frame, link title page.
There's a title page,
link pages.
And there are pages.
Pages.
I press on pages.
Content frame. Graphic leaf 0. Content frame end.
That's all we have there. So we have to use
link graphic previous chapter. Link
the graphic next chapter.
Content frame. Graphic leaf 5. Content frame end. Link graphic previous chapter. Visited link graphic next chapter. Leaf 7.
These don't seem very accessible. And I'm wondering if it's something to do with the way Archive have done this particular book or something. We'll go back to the catalog.
EPUB catalog Mozilla Firefox. EPUB catalog. EPUB combo box archive.org.
We'll change archive.org.
Beam ebooks. Feedbooks. Feedbooks.com.
We'll try Feedbooks.
Search.
We'll put Sherlock Holmes in again.
Holmes. Content catalog items frame. Prelude to a partnership. Miss Roylet. Link graphic. The Return of Sherlock Holmes is a collection of 13 Sherlock Holmes stories. Originally, The Return of Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle.
Okay.
The Return published on March 7, 1905 by George's Noons, LTD and in a colonial edition by Longmans, 30. Link graphic skin book open.
Let's try this one instead.
Skin book open. The Return of Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle, Mozilla Firefox. Loading. The Return of Sherlock. 2 frames and 18 links. Cover.
That sounds more like it. 2 frames and 18 links. Let's have a look in the navigation frame this time.
Link title. Link about. Link chapter 1, The Adventure of the Empty House. Link chapter 2, The Adventure of the Norwood Builder.
Okay, so this time we have our table of contents that we want. If link. I click one of those, and go to the next frame.
Content frame. Heading level 2, chapter 1, The Adventure of the Empty House.
There's also a heading there, and is it going to work for us?
It was in the spring of the year 1894 that all London was interested, and the fashionable world dismayed, by the murder of the Honorable Ronald Adair under most unusual and inexplicable circumstances. Let me say to that public which has shown some interest in those glimpses which I have occasionally given them of the thoughts and actions of a very remarkable man that they are not to blame me if I have not shared my knowledge with them, for I should have considered it my first duty to have done so had I not been barred by a positive prohibition from his own lips, which was only withdrawn upon the 3rd of last month.
Okay, so that's the first paragraph of The Empty House, the first story in The Return of Sherlock Holmes. So we've seen that some books have good content, content navigation, some don't. Some aren't overly accessible. Most of them are. I have not bought a recent book, which isn't accessible, I must say. I've been very fortunate and very lucky to be able to buy ebooks at the same time and of the same quality as my cited peers. And so we've seen that, and we have the Jolt sees them as two very distinct and separate frames, the navigation frame and the content frame. If we go to the buttons,
EPUB catalog C button.
We've already seen that one.
Save copy as button.
This one, as I said, saves a copy for you. In EPUB, it doesn't do any conversion, so that's not what this program is for.
Set bookmark D button.
And we've seen the bookmark button.
Link graphic previous chapter. Link graphic
we
next
chapter.
We
haven't gone beyond the previous and next links.
Decrease font size button.
But we have
increase font size
font
button.
Size buttons up and down.
Toolbar end.
And the preferences button, which is in the toolbar above. There are many, many options on how you can adjust the view, the font face and size and style, the colors, background and foreground of both the table of contents and the text itself, including columns. So if you've got a monitor set up and you've got partial vision here, I would well imagine that if you can read off a screen, this product could be very, very useful for you, because you can customize very well the way things look. So that's one of EPUB's strengths. It doesn't dictate how a book should look. It provides style in most cases. There are style sheets included to give the book formatting and layout. But with EPUB Read, at least, you can override that and you can specify your own. You can also use JavaScript and plugins. They're turned off by default, but I'd imagine that rich books, in those, for example, teaching languages, computer languages, I mean, might have code examples. Books, non-fiction primarily, I would guess, would have flash content or videos or audio, which would be accessible with plugins, which EPUB Read disables by default for security reasons, but you can enable them if you've got a trusted file. So EPUB is quite a versatile format, and EPUB Read is an especially easy way of going about using it. I want to show you one more thing. First, well, a few more things. Firstly, I want to show you one of the books I bought a couple of weeks ago. I'll do an
Control
open.
O. Open file.
And
items view. I am not a serial killer. John Cleaver.
Back to my
Ann Wells, EPUB.
Memory card of paid for ebooks. I want to show you the Fry Chronicles.
The Fry Chronicles. Stephen Fry. EPUB.
Stephen Fry is a fantastic author. I love his work.
The Fry Chronicles. Stephen Fry. Mozilla Firefox.
Here we go. Here we have the Fry Chronicles, which is a autobiography memoir, if you like. The second of Stephen Fry's, and the reason I want to show you this is
link illustrations.
So I want to show you the index.
Link index. Index visited.
This is something that you can't really do when you have plain text books, RTF books, whatever, and it's something that doesn't work particularly well when you're using a single web page. Jumping to the exact point of a page can
index
be a
visited.
Bit problematic. The index is loaded.
Frame.
In the next frame here.
Heading level one index.
And as seems to be the case in most of my titles, the opening of each part is a heading.
Aaron biblical figure, link 284.
And you see the first item in the index is Aaron, the biblical figure, and the page number 284. We'll go down to the next one.
Abraham's herald, link 147.
That's obviously a person.
Adams Douglas, link 121, link 36672, link 383, link 422.
So here are links to references about certain things in the book.
Adams, Jane. Link 367.8. Adelphi Theatre, London. Link 357.
And the way you can use this.
Alfresco TV series rehearsals.
If we choose one.
Page down. Link 300. Anderson, Hans Christian, The Snow Queen. Page down. Arden, Mark. Link 3. Are you being served? TV program. Link 365. Arden, Mark.
Let's choose Mark Arden.
Link 365.
On page 365. Now, I don't know where this will take us exactly. I know it'll take us at least to the appropriate chapter section. We'll click
365.
Link.
Not 5 minutes from the charms of Atoxeter and the horrors of Elton Towers, Paul mentioned that next year he would be putting together a new live comedy show for Channel 4. He wondered if you and I would be interested in contributing to it. We conferred nervously with each other in the bar that evening. The new world of youthful stand-up comedy was going to be represented on this edgy alternative and groundbreaking show. Stand-up was another string. To Ben Elton's bow, he appeared regularly compering at the comedy store, and he was certainly going to do a session or two in the new series. Other comedy teams would be appearing, such as Mark Arden and Steve Frost, who performed as the Oblivion Boys, and Rick Mayall and Dave Edmondson, who had come together.
There we go. That paragraph is about Mark. who we clicked in the index. How far is this from the top of the section? As you can see, there's loads more material above that and presumably below as well. How far is it?
Virtual PC cursor active 1, 535, 22%.
So this is about a fifth of the way through this particular section, this reference to Mark. And the index has taken us exactly to the appropriate paragraph. In some cases, you'll only get to the section in question, but the people that published Stephen Fry's book have marked it up in such a way that we can jump exactly to the appropriate section, part of a section, subsection, if you like, even though they aren't distinguished to read. I mean, you could read this book cover to cover, which is what I did, and you'd never know that the bit mentioned in Mark was distinguished by some sort of code. But obviously, when looking through the index, you can flick back to the appropriate bit. In a print book, of course, that would be a page. In the index, on the electronic version here, this is much more accurate, and it took us to the top of the very paragraph mentioning him. So that's something that EPUB Read handles very well, if the book allows it. Not many books do, but those that have it implemented, it works extremely well. And I can really imagine the reference side of things kicking in here. Now, we will go back, and to finish off, I'm going to go back to the catalogue. I'm going to use Ctrl-Insert-B for the button list.
Select a button, list 1, back button, forward button unavailable, recent pages button,
these
reload
are the
button.
Buttons off the toolbar. The button I want is...
C, categories unlabeled, C, EPUB, C, save copy, S button, C, EPUB catalog, C button.
The EPUB catalog button. It's not labeled very well in this list. You can just
escape
that and press B.
EPUB catalog, C button,
to the next button. You can pass the key through and press C on your keyboard, as I showed you. The way it's written is that if you're a sighted person, you can just hit C and it goes straight to the catalog. So JAWS takes over the keyboard, and if we want to do that, we have to allow that through. And we'll go back to the catalog just to show you.
Catalog, Mozilla Firefox.
We're back in our private library.
EPUB catalog, combo box, feedbooks.
No, we're not. It's kept our place in feedbooks.
EPUB catalog.
Forms mode.
P, private library.
Private library.
Link title.
Back in the table.
The Fry Chronicles clickable. The Return of Sherlock Holmes clickable. The Return of Sherlock Holmes clickable.
We have two of those now.
Mockingjay clickable.
And Mockingjay. So we have four books here, two of which we downloaded for free, two of which I bought and paid for myself.
The Return
I want to
of
get
Sherlock
rid of
Holmes
the second
clickable.
Sherlock Holmes. I'm assuming it's showing us in date added order, in which case the first one we added is no good, which is the second one in this list.
Show metadata button, save copy button, delete button.
Delete. So now,
link title.
Our list titles are...
Title The Fry Chronicles, The Return of Sherlock Holmes, Mockingjay.
We have Fry Chronicles, The Return of Sherlock Holmes, and Mockingjay. And I wanted to show you...
The Mockingjay clickable.
The bookmark. We set a bookmark in Mockingjay, if you remember. I think it was chapter 15. And we've gone off, we've done something else, we've read other books, we've been on the web, albeit via EPUB Read. Press Mockingjay.
The Fry Chronicles, Stephen Fry, Mozilla Firefox, loading. Mockingjay, Suzanne Collins, Mozilla Firefox, 3 frames, 15 headings and 108 links. Mockingjay, Suzanne Collins,
okay.
Visited link cover page.
Now, JAWS hasn't kept our place in the content of the book. That's not EPUB Read's fault. That's because JAWS doesn't have a mechanism for remembering this. But we have our contents
link
frame,
page.
And if we go to the next frame.
Frame, blank, heading level 2, link 15.
It's kept us on chapter 15.
The implications of what Gale is suggesting settle quietly around the room. You can see the reaction playing out on people's faces, the expressions range.
That's the sentence we saw to begin with. And so it's kept our place, bookmarked it very, very well. I'm not going to show you the preferences because, as a blind person, they aren't much use to us. Like I've said before, if you're partially sighted, then you really need to get a look at those. And if you have screen optimization in place already, magnification and so on, then use EPUB Read and its columns especially to maximize your reading comfort. So EPUB Read, I think it does the best of both here. It allows you to customize, but it will also use style sheets of your own devising if you want to, if you have one. It's very customizable. There are a few things that may be more accessible. It could do with maybe some YREL markup to allow designation of the content and navigation sections, which would make it easier for screen reader navigation. We're lucky in that JAWS can jump between frames very easily, and the graphics for previous and next, and the buttons for the items. So with JAWS navigation keys, we are pretty level footing with our sighted peers. I don't know if NVDA supports frame navigation, which might make things a bit more tricky if you're not using JAWS, but it's still doable. There's no reason you couldn't use this with any screen reader because it's a simple web page, two frames, a few buttons and a few links to jump you around, and that's all there is to it, really. As I've said before, it doesn't open protected content, but there are plenty of sources of unprotected content, public domain material, and depending on the laws in your country, there are publishers that can provide you with unprotected ebooks too. Certain authors and publishers already use unprotected EPUB, and for those, this product will work absolutely fine, brilliantly. I've never had any problems with it at all. I use it to read books that I buy if I don't convert them to text. And the Victor Stream with the new soft pack supports EPUB. I think that's the only accessible device that does at the moment. But you can convert EPUB to HTML or to plain text or to rich text or whichever you like. But when you've got EPUB read in a web browser and you read at your computer anyway, there's no reason not to read in Firefox. It's a very smooth experience. You do have to flip between chapters or sections, but it certainly stops me falling asleep if I'm reading a long book and I have to turn the chapter over. That's fine. That keeps me going. So there's that. So it's epubread.com, epubread.com. And when you've installed it from there, you can use a Control-O to open an EPUB file. You can do it from under the Explorer. You can set Firefox to open them by default. You can click a link for an EPUB file off any website or web page. And you can get to the catalog from your tools menu, from your bookmarks. We'll try it with my keyword. I'm going to press Alt-D.
Alt-D.
And type EPUB.
EPUB. EPUB catalog.
And there we go. EPUB catalog straight away.
Link title.
And we're back in my type table.
The Fry Chronicle, The Return of Shmukin J.
And there they are. So there are numerous ways of getting to it from within Firefox. It keeps all the books you add in a catalogue. They're stored in your Firefox profile folder, which would indicate to me that this would work portably. If you have a portable version of Firefox, you should be able to, in theory, take your books with you. You can organise them by date, title, author. The links are clickable. You can sort the table. The visuals are extraordinarily adjustable. Everything's marked up well. Frames, buttons, toolbars, tables, all the navigation you could possibly want is there. And generally speaking, that's all there is to it. You install the add-on, you open your files, and you read them. And that is as easy as it gets. I hope you found this interesting. I certainly have used it a lot since I started buying EPUB books. And I also find it easy to use with free and public domain books. It's much simpler to navigate through a Sherlock Holmes collection of short stories when you've got a navigation bar for each of the entries. The bookmark feature means I can read a story, go to the next one, set a bookmark, and whenever I come back to that book, I'm already on that page, ready to carry on. So remember that it doesn't remember your place in a section, in a frame. That's a JAWS thing as much as anything else. It might visually, I don't know. I'm not sure about that one. As a rule of thumb, you have to go back to the top of the content, the part of the content you bookmark, and carry on from there. There's no reason that a JAWS place marker mightn't do the trick. I haven't really tried, I haven't needed to, but there's certainly room for experimentation there. And that's all I have to say on the matter. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me. My email address is Sean, S-E-A-N-R, at randylaptop.com. My Twitter username is Cachondo, C-A-C-H-O-N-D-O. And if you have any questions, comments, or you want to know anything, by all means get in touch and I will do my best to answer your questions. This is EPUB Reader from epubread.com, the Firefox add-on for reading EPUB books just in the browser. Thank you for listening and have a good day. Goodbye.